important. That's this, my beloved, sanctification of the Spirit. Now, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, we've got all of the Trinity here. It was actually elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. He planned it. We saw that back in Ephesians. And sanctification of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit protects us today. And it's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Obedience. Now, may I say to you, we can make a test of this. Somebody says, how do I know I'm the elect? Well, Henry Ward Beecher used to divide it like this in this quaint way. He says, there's the whosoever wills and the whosoever wants. And you can know whether you are or not. Has it led to obedience? Is Christ really your Lord? Now, that's something else we hear today. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's my Lord. Is he your Lord? If he is, why, you love him. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's going to be number one. Do you love him? Now, obedience. And obedience means that you obey him. You don't do what you want to do and then call that the will of God for you. It means that it's obedience. Now, and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. My friend, there is today quite a silence about the blood of Christ, even in fundamental circles. Now, the blood of Christ, as long as it coursed through his veins, had no value whatsoever. When he was on that cross and that blood was shed, and I think his body was absolutely emptied of blood, it ran down there. And I know that that doesn't sound very aesthetic. Dear Dowager went down to see a new pastor in Washington, D.C. years ago. She went down with a lorgnette. And you know what a lorgnette is? It's a snare on the end of a stick. And she went down with that lorgnette. And she says, young man. Now, the pastor we had, he was an old man, and he always talked about the blood of Christ. And I hope you're not going to make too much of the blood of Christ. He looked at her and smiled, and he said, madam, I can assure you, I won't make too much of the blood of Christ. And she was about to say, well, that's very fine, very wonderful. And he said, you know, you can't make too much of the blood of Christ. I don't think it ought to be dealt with in a crude way. And I sometimes hear it dealt with in a very crude way. But my friend, when that blood spilt out, he gave his life. The life of the flesh is in the blood. He shed that blood that you and I might have life. Now, he's speaking to these that were brought up in Judaism, you understand. They knew the Old Testament. He's writing to the diaspora, believing Jews that were then in Asia Minor, in that specific area. That's where Peter's writing. And he's using a statement that they understood. That the great high priest on the great day of atonement, he took the blood, he went into the Holy of Holies, and he sprinkled that blood 7 times on the mercy seat. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ has taken his blood to the throne of God, the throne that looks down at me and says to me, you're a guilty sinner. But he sprinkled his blood there. He gave his life, and the penalty's been paid. And now that throne of judgment is a throne of grace today where I can come and I can receive salvation. My friend, the gospel hasn't been preached unless you're going to say something about the blood of Christ. And it may offend you aesthetically. That's the offense of the cross, that he shed his blood. It's not pretty. But your sin and my sin's not pretty either. And that's the thing that's ugly about the cross, is he had to die for you and me. And we need to keep that in mind. I'm afraid today it's like a little story I heard not too long ago about a terrible accident that took place at a railroad crossing. The train had hit a car and 2 or 3 had been killed. And there was a trial, a court trial, and the watchman that was at that crossing was being questioned. And the lawyer said, where were you at the time of the accident? He says, well, I was at the crossing. And he says, did you have a lantern? He said, yes. He said, did you wave that lantern to warn them of the danger? He said, I sure did. And then they dismiss. They thought that is enough. But that watchman, as he walked out of the courthouse that day, someone heard him mumble to himself. He says, I'm sure glad they didn't ask me about the light in the lantern because the light had gone out. My friend, there are a lot of lanterns being waved today in the name of fundamentalism and evangelicalism and conservativism. But the lantern doesn't have any light in it. You see, it's the blood, the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now he comes to one of the key words here, grace unto you. Because of the work of the Trinity, that God had you in mind when Christ died, and the Holy Spirit has come to indwell you to make you a better man, and Christ shed his blood that you might have forgiveness of your sins. Now God can save you by grace. Grace unto you and peace. And you'll never know the peace of God. I read a letter from a man who was in a cult. He didn't have peace. And I can tell you right now, my friend today, if you're in a cult, you're not a believer that Christ shed his blood for your sins, you won't have peace in your heart. You don't have to tell me. I just know you don't have peace, because peace comes and an assurance and a joy when you know your sins have been forgiven you. I want you to know I'm not waving a lantern today that doesn't have a light in it. And I'm not talking about something that's theoretical. I'm saying here what Simon Peter, this rugged fisherman, knew because Jesus had told it to him. He knew it because he saw Jesus die, saw where he was buried, he saw the resurrected Christ. And he found out in his own life that this wish-washy, mollycoddle, shilly-shally man now is a rock man that can stand on the day of Pentecost, preach the gospel, and can go to jail and finally be crucified and can write an epistle like this. And this is the living word of God we're looking at today, my beloved. Therefore, this is a tremendous statement here in verse 2. And that's as far as I got today. It's amazing I got that far. And it's just because I just don't know too much about these tremendous doctrines. Election is God's side. He never let me in on how he's doing it. He just told me to trust him. And I feel like that's the main thing today, friends. That's the important thing. That's the essential thing, is to trust Jesus Christ. I'm waving the lantern. I hope you get the warning if you haven't trusted him. Until next time, may God bless you, my beloved.